Eric Swalwell tries to walk back push to jail gun owners. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 17, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Eric Swalwell tried to walk back his statement about jailing gun owners who refused to comply with a future firearms ban. On April 14, 2019, CNN's Jake Tapper noted Swalwell's plan to mandate buybacks of assault weapons and criminally prosecute those who do not comply. Tapper asked Swalwell if criminal prosecution means Americans who held onto their guns would go to jail. Swalwell responded, "They would." Swalwell added that gun owners would be given an alternative choice of placing keeping their guns at a hunting club or a shooting range. But either way, the guns would no longer be in their possession. He has been clear that he plans to use a forced buyback to take assault weapons away from everyone who possesses them. In fact, it has been one of his most prominent campaign promises. Despite these statements on sending non-compliant gun owners to jail and taking away whole categories of firearms, Swalwell claims he has no plans to take guns from law-abiding gun owners. He tweeted. Note that his attempt to dismiss concerns that he wants to take guns from law-abiding gun owners ends with the pledge to hashtag banan buyback. The plan to hashtag banan buyback is the method used to take away guns in Australia and New Zealand. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.